we were gonna do something, I was wondering how we were gonna pull it off, but it's gonna be a little easier with a smaller crowd. We're gonna do the Bartimaeus Bible Challenge, Bartimaeus Dutch's Temple Bible Challenge 2. Last week, we were of course talking about, what were we talking about, folks? I know some of you are here. What did we talk about?
Reading and reading the Bible.
Reading the Bible, but specifically, what was the topic? Because we're always telling you to read the Bible.
Well, no, when the questions came from the Old Testament.
Yes.
It was about the quiz
show. Welcome.
It was basically about the quiz show that they had on TV.
It was
about the Bible Challenge, yeah.
The Bible Challenge, right, with Jeff Foxworthy, which is, has been here and gone. I think it only ran for 2 seasons. But I wanted to sort of continue on that. We are talking about Bible illiteracy. Barbara, for you are joining us. We started last week. And we're sort of switching. We normally do third Sunday, and Pastor Priscilla Woodley's trying to get away. I think other things came up. But I wanted to just sort of continue on with that, because I mean, it was pretty shocking. And what I'm going to do is, of course, we talked about the Bible Challenge and you have the game show. Did you ever watch the Urban Bible Challenge? Barbara, did you ever watch? It was on the Game Show Network, which I think is sort of odd. I would never watch it on the Game Show Network, which maybe had to do a lot to do it with. No one really ever saw it. But I mean, if you type in on Google and you're doing some research, and you look on, you know, type in Bible illiteracy, and you'll get all of these nifty links. The scandal of Bible illiteracy, it's our problem. And I could printed all this out, but or typed it all up, but I thought it just hit some of the high points. While America's evangelical Christians are rightly concerned about the secular worldview's rejection of biblical Christianity, so it's pretty much under attack every day. Watch the news. We ought to give some urgent attention to a problem much closer to home, Bible illiteracy. In the church, we're the church. We're supposed to know our Bibles. This scandalous problem is our own, and it's up to us to fix it. Amen? Okay, George Gallup, pollster, right, does market research, you hear about him all the time. Put the problem squarely. Americans revere the Bible, but by and large they read it, and because they don't read it, they have become a nation of Bible illiterates. How bad is it? Researchers tell us that it's worse than you could possibly imagine. Fewer than half of all adults can name the 4 Gospels. Can you name the 4 Gospels?
Oh, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Well, then you are rare. You are only part of that 50%. Many Christians cannot identify more than 2 or 3 of the disciples. How many disciples were there? Wrote. Can you name what?
Thomas.
Yeah, he named 2.
Peter.
Judas.
John Baptist.
Andrew.
John Baptist.
Yeah. Oh, you do good.
The 4 that are the most well known are Peter, Andrew, James, and John.
Yeah, Bartholomew, and we all know Judas. We pick him up too. But in fact, you know, those people can't name them or might not even know that there were 12. According to data from Barna Research, 60% of Americans can't name even 5 of the 10 commandments. Okay, there's 10 of them.
Yeah, shall not kill.
Shall not kill.
Shall not steal. Shall not covet my neighbor's
wife.
Shall not commit adultery.
Don't have any other gods before me.
That's number 1. You're not supposed to have any gods.
I don't have to have my father.
Don't take the Lord's name in vain.
We're doing, but they didn't talk to us. No wonder people break the Ten Commandments all the time. They don't know what they are, says Drew Gorda, president of the From the Bottom Line. Increasingly, America is biblically illiterate. Now, the problem with that is what? I mean, you read the article for yourself. But if we don't know the Bible, what's the problem?
We don't apply it to our lives.
We don't apply it. I mean, we just, people can say, well, you know, the Bible says.
But
you know what? I was going to get that clip. Darn, we didn't do it. But I just happened to be getting my toes done, which is a lot of torture for me. But I was getting a pedicure. And they just happened to have on The View. Anyone ever watch The View?
I try not to.
Although I was there and I was having a pedicure. And lo and behold, the one day I get to watch The View, they had on the baker, the Christian baker, who lost his business because he wouldn't bake a cake for a gay couple.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They had that guy on. And they were grilling him. They were grilling him. What's the problem? It's supposed to say, thou shalt not judge. I mean, they were like, I'm really proud of him. He brought his lawyer along and he held his own, but he was squarely under attack, and that the red-haired woman, Joy Behar, she just, am I wrong? Does she have I believe she has a degree in theology.
Yes.
She does?
I think so.
She said, Jesus would have baked him a cake. A woman with a theology degree on national television saying, Jesus would have baked a cake for a gay wedding. Is that Bible literacy, I think? Yeah, because no, I don't think he'd be unborn with that.
I think you want to promote a gay wedding as being such a
I'm thinking not. That wouldn't have been on his agenda. Now, the next thing I'm going
to do. Whether he would have baked the cake or not, I don't know.
I don't think he would have baked the cake. Celebrating something that he calls an abomination.
There you go.
Oh, well, I guess I'll never be invited to be on there. Okay, pop quiz. It's so nice though. We get to have a pop quiz. I was wondering how to do this, but it's easy now. The Lord being away, and we only have a couple people here today, so we can do this. We can do this.
20 questions.
Yeah, 20 questions. Basic Bible literacy questions. I guess just the easiest way to do it is just one at a time. Unless you all wanted me to give you the questions, you answer them and score yourself. So I'm going to throw that out to you.
Just throw the questions out.
Let's do that, okay.
Throw them your way.
Throw them. La, 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 la. We feel like we should have music or something. Okay, go ahead. Who leaves the company of Paul and Barnabas to return to Jerusalem during Paul's first missionary journey? Is it Matthew? Is it John Mark, Luke, or Timothy? Who leaves Paul and Barnabas? They had a little argument, remember?
Book of Acts
had a little disagreement. And Paul and Barnabas went one way, and the other went the other way. Who was that?
It was John Mark.
Yes.
John.
It was John Mark.
And later on in the Bible, he says, bring John Mark back.
Bring him back.
Because he's now profitable to me.
You pray. I'm not sure where that is. That would be a good question.
Yeah.
All right, good. So far, so good. In Daniel's dream, how many beasts emerged from the sea. This is in the book of Revelation. Book of Daniel. And I'm saying not book of Daniel. Daniel's a dream. How many beasts emerged from the sea? I did not know this. I think I might have guessed. I guessed properly. Is it 4, 7, 12, or 40? Beasts arrive emerging from the sea. I'm guessing.
I don't remember, but I think it's 4.
Actually, I believe it's 7.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not for sure.
Like it.
Have to admit, I'm not for sure. I would have guessed. I would say 4.
It's just so hard for me. I have the answers, but they're stapled together and my fingers are not working. All right. Question number 3. Who was Eutychus? Who is Eutychus?
Eutychus.
Was he a fallen angel mentioned in Genesis 6? Was he a Stoic philosopher Paul debates with in the Areopagus? Was he a man who fell asleep listening to Paul preach? Or was he the second cousin of Judas? Eutychus. Eutychus. E-U-T-Y-C-H-U-S.
Never heard of him.
You've heard it 100 times. It just went over your head, just like, you know, all those names of the open.
I probably pronounced it incorrectly, didn't realize what I was talking about.
There you go.
Not only did he fall asleep, he fell out the window.
Okay.
He fell asleep. Fell out the window and died.
Yeah. And Paul raises
his neck.
Oh, he fell asleep while
Paul raises him from the dead.
Okay.
Yeah, and that is in the book of Acts, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Word of the wise there.
So stay awake, peeps. Stay awake, peeps.
You're telling me not to speak till midnight, I think.
I'm going to sit
and make sure where it is. Have a cup of coffee.
I do have a long one today.
Oh, you think. Which of the tribes of Israel was set apart for temple work and service to the Lord? Was it Judah? Was it Benjamin? Was it the tribe of Ephraim or Levi?
Levi.
The Levites were set apart to be the priests, right? Good job! No hesitation. All right, in one Old Testament story, someone is referred to as a kinsman redeemer. Who was it? Who was the kinsman redeemer? Was it Samson? Was it Moses? Was it Boaz or was it David?
I think that would be Boaz.
It was Boaz. Now, who was Boaz?
Coming from the book of Ruth.
Book of Ruth? Have your own book named after you? I guess you're named after the book. But who is Boaz?
Oh, gosh.
He married Ruth. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, second husband.
Naomi's two daughters both have husbands and they both die and her husband dies and things are looking bad, right? And so she says what? Because she says, daughters, you have no husbands. Go, I'm not going to be able to have more husbands for you at my age. So you go and, you know, go out in the world. Good luck. And Orpah is the other wife, right? She says, bye-bye. Well, what does Ruth say?
I'll stay with you.
That famous line that they say at a lot of weddings.
Your God is my God.
Right.
Where you go, I will go. She sticks by her. And the Lord rewards her, not only, you know, really amazing that Boaz, that she becomes part of the lineage of Jesus. Amazing. Amazing. All right. And their son's name is?
Oh,
Who's that?
Boaz and Ruth.
Oh.
Obed.
Obed. You get extra points for Obed. Okay. All right, move along, Linda.
I had it in my mind, but I didn't know for sure.
Okay. There were three returns from exile. The second and third were led by Ezra and Nehemiah. Who led the first? Was it Micah? Was it Zechariah? Was it Ezekiel? Or was it Zerubbabel? There were three returns from exile. So the question is, who led the first exile? Who led the first return from exile of?
You're in captivity and you're exiled back to your home country.
And they go back.
Yeah.
Three times. Right. This is 2 and 3 was Ezra and Nehemiah. Where Nehemiah rebuilt the temple. What was the first one? Was it Micah, Zechariah, Ezekiel, or Zerubbabel? I love saying it as Zerubbabel. I believe it was Zerubbabel.
That's
the one I was going to get. Yeah. That's not good. All right. Yeah. More biblically literate than you thought. All right. Which one of the four Gospels begins with a genealogy of Jesus that includes foreigners like Ruth, a Moabite, and Rahab, a Canaanite, among the ancestors of Jesus? We just talked about that. Was it Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John? The chapter that ended with a long genealogy.
Matthew.
Is Matthew? Yeah, if you read, it's dummy.
It's the part you always skip.
The part we always skip, yeah.
And that's important too, because Matthew trusted.
It is the lineage.
That Jesus is from the lineage of
Right. Which miracle of Jesus appears in all four Gospels? Is it the miracle where Jesus cast demons into a herd of pigs, where Jesus feeds the 5,000, where he turns water into wine, or he calms a storm? The miracle that appears in all four.
Should know that.
It's the feeding of the 5,000.
The 5,000. Bing, bing, bing. Those are still the questions. It is. The feeding of the 5,000 appears in all four. Even in John.
There you go.
Which is the least. It's the least. You know, because the Gospels are called synoptic. The three of them, which are the synoptics.
Right. And just because all four of them doesn't have the same information doesn't mean that,
John,
that they're not accurate.
See, John is not one of the synoptics, but it does have the feeding.
Yeah, four people portraying Jesus' life as they see four different people.
All right. We have these beastie questions again. Where will you find a description of the beast out of the sea? Would it be John, Genesis, Ezra, or Revelation?
Oh, that would be the last book.
Maybe Revelation, right? The beast that comes out of the sea. What was the name of Philemon's slave on whose behalf Paul writes in the book of Philemon?
I know that one.
Y'all better remember this because Pastor preached on it.
Pastor preached on it.
Onesimus.
Right. I didn't even ask. Yeah. Was it Onesimus, Bartimaeus, Ananias, or Barnabas? Right. Onesimus. Which New Testament book argues that faith without works is dead. Is it Hebrews, Romans, James, or 1 Corinthians? Faith without works is dead.
James.
We're gonna have to have
you. I don't know hardly anything.
No.
This is just facts and figures.
It's good. Is it going over?
History is not my best subject.
Oh well, you know. But this is what we're talking about: Bible literacy. Or illiteracy. I would prefer the literacy. Let's focus on literacy. In which book of the Bible did the sun stand still? I got this one wrong. Was it the book of Exodus, Daniel, Joshua, or the book of Acts, where the sun stood still?
Well, that would be
different.
That'd be the Old Testament in this Joshua.
It is Joshua.
God allowed the world.
And he does that. Why?
God allowed the world but you don't understand at the time. He stopped the world from spinning just long enough to allow Joshua to win a battle.
There you go. And I just read it like the next day. Because I'm reading through the Bible. I guess they're wrong. Okay, who got turned into a pillar of salt? Was it Jezebel? Was it Lot's wife? Teresa.
Jesus
swooped in with the right answer.
Jesus talks about that in one of the Gospels recorded that Jesus says, remember Lot's wife.
Yes. Who were the first three kings of the United Kingdom of Israel?
No.
The first three kings. Was it Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Or was it David, Solomon, and Rehoboam? Or was it Saul, David, and Solomon? Or was it David, Solomon, and Ahab? The first three.
The first three. One was Saul. So you got to have something with Saul.
Yeah, first one was Saul. Which I believe Beloved is going to be preaching on Saul today. Who was Saul?
Did Samuel appoint? Or was it the... It was a time in history when the people of Israel were complaining about not being like other nations.
They want the king.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. Let them have it.
Yeah, but yeah, then he tells you all the pros and cons of
how he works. Yeah. And you're like, no.
But you're going to have this guy.
And then he says, no, let them have it. Let them have it. So it was Saul, David, and Solomon. It was the first three. Yay! I need to move along. In which book of the New Testament is found the verse, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes? Is it in the book of Acts, Galatians, Ephesians, or Romans? Those are your only four choices.
Well, okay, it has to be Romans. I knew it was Paul. So.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I believe it is in Romans. Okay, how did Saul escape from those who wanted to kill him in Damascus? Was it a camel?
No.
Was it by boat?
No.
Was it by basket?
Basket.
Yay! Or covered wagon?
Covered wagon.
No, it was basket, right? In the Gospel of John, who came to Jesus by night and heard about him? And heard about being born again. Yay! You didn't even need to read to those. Good. Which of the following was not one of the seven churches mentioned in the book of Revelation? Was it Sardis, Laodicea, Philadelphia, or Philippi. Sardis, Laodicea, Philadelphia, or Philippi.
The one that was not. It was one of the seven churches in the first and second chapter and third chapter of Revelation would be Philippi.
Yeah. Laodicea, just a little factoid about Laodicea. It was the winning spelling bee. I don't know, this year or last year. Laodicea.
You don't have to spell it.
Yes, Don, now you have to spell it since you said it. No reason.
I do.
It's Laodicea. And they spell it and want it. Take it off. Okay. Who baptized the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8? Was it Paul? Was it Philip? Was it Peter? Or was it Silas?
I think it was Peter.
It was Peter.
No. It was Philip.
No,
Philip.
I'm sorry, it was Philip.
It was Philip.
I never would have been.
No, no.
Sorry.
It was Philip. Okay.
Then what happened after? He brought him up out of the water.
He has to get
by. No, after he brought him up out of the water, after Philip got him, pulled him up, what happened?
Transported, wasn't he?
Yeah, Philip disappeared.
Yeah.
Ended up somewhere else.
Isn't that wild?
He just, God just allowed him to stay
like
there.
Like Star Trek.
Whoa,
okay. Which of the following is not one of the 10 plagues of Egypt? Is it snakes? Is it water turned into blood, frogs, or the death of the firstborn?
What's the first one you said?
Snakes.
That would be snakes.
Yeah, snakes would have been a pretty good plague, but no.
It wasn't one of the 10.
Correct.
That's what the question said.
That was it, peeps.
Lightning for heaven and then get typically.
Be good. Now I did a longer one, and if you are curious about, pursuing this further, I probably won't let it go. You can just type in Bible literacy quiz or Bible illiteracy and they'll link you to. There's one at GoTo quiz, which is much, much longer. And me with my seminary degree, right? I only got an 86. So very humbling. I'm like, what? They're gonna take my degree away? Because an 86 in seminary wouldn't be a B, because they're higher standards. It might have been a C or C minus. Very humbling for someone with a degree in Christian education. So, suffice to say, peeps, you can even have a degree and still, maybe need to really bone up on your Bible facts. And I think I just wasn't reading. I don't know.
Oh, I just wasn't reading it right.
Yeah, right. I do get a little confused. What happened to the prophet Daniel? Was he thrown into a fiery furnace?
No.
Was he thrown into a den of lions?
Lions.
What did Lindy say? I got confused. I thought it was in the furnace. And then I, of course, missed the one about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
They were there.
My fire and my lions messed up. But this is one that I did not know, and I don't know if you will know. When was the entire Bible first translated into English? Was it 973 AD, 1102 AD, 1380 AD, or 1580 AD? I had no idea.
The Authorized King James Version was 1611, so it would have to be before that.
Well, this is the first one.
Before that.
Any guesses?
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was one before that, so.
The Latin Vulgate, it was in Latin Vulgate, and it was translated.
1380. Okay, well, good. We need to move on. But just suffice to say, we always can be getting better at our Bible literacy. And the thing is, you don't know your Bible. People can always say, well, you know what's in the Bible already. So you need to have that knowledge just to be able to detect people that are trying to use it incorrectly.
Taking stuff out of context, right?
Taking stuff out of context for like saying Jesus.
Get you to believe something with what the original writer didn't mean.
Right, so you really do have to. And good job, you know all of your Bible. And we'll get to know them better.